Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
More stimulating talk, a little cheap preview here is that I be back on Sunday. So I will not have Deborah, though, which is really unfortunate. Deborah, the talent really drops off on the weekend.
Yeah, I've been there, done that for many years, the weekends.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I really do.
You do?
I do. I love working on the weekend. It gives me an excuse not to do whatever the stupid thing is my wife wants me to do. So I just go, I can't go to yard sales with you today, honey. I have to work. I can't do that honey-do list today. I have to work. You know, I love that.
Oh, that's fair.
But the crew that we have there on Sundays, they're wonderful. They're so much fun to work with. I look forward to it all week long. So I enjoy that. I'll be in Sunday, 4 o'clock, I think. So we'll see you then. Corbin Carson joins me right now because, Corbin, who doesn't love a mouse that keeps growing, huh? And that seems to be the case for Disney. We're going to see some more expansion there in Anaheim, huh?
Yeah, now this is a very long plan. Variations of these plans have been to expand Disneyland have been kicked around for years. To do this, Disneyland would need to update an Anaheim City Council plan from the 1990s. To allow for a mix of theme park, hotel, retail, dining, and entertainment on the eastern and western edges of the current Disneyland Resort. Now, the Disneyland Forward project was announced formally in 2021, along with some cool renderings and some theme park attraction possibilities, including like a Frozen Land, a Toy Story Land, a Peter Pan Neverland. And the park is also hinted to a Tangled Rapunzel Tower, a Zootopia exhibit, and maybe even a Tron roller coaster. So all of that's going to take decades. But first up is this kind of restructuring of the Anaheim City plan from the 90s that I mentioned. And I spoke with Anaheim City spokesman Mike Lister. He says that the project would stay within the 500 acres that the park already owns.
We could potentially see theme park attractions mixed with dining, entertainment, and hotels just on the west side of Disneyland and Disney California Adventure. We could see something similar to the southeast of the two theme parks today on what is known as the Toy Story parking area. Many people may be familiar with that as a surface parking area that many use to visit the parks today.
So the biggest change is really this mix of all these different amenities. Normally you would have the hotel in the hotel area, the parking in the parking area, the dining, the entertainment, the attractions, et cetera. But the idea from the long-term plan is to mix all that.
Okay. So we can park in the hotel, right? And we can dine, we can dine in the Tron roller coaster.
That's right. But not necessarily like that, but where you would see these attractions together. Instead of having to traverse long distances to get from one to the other, it would be more of a mix of the group.
Yeah, I suppose. That way they could get all your money one day in one area and then all your money the next day in the next area, and you wouldn't have to walk so far. That's one thing we hate doing as Americans. I mean, that's fair, right? I mean, all this walking and all this use of my legs, I really don't like that. So if you could just condense everything so I can just roll from place to place, that would make it a lot easier for people like me.
Or a better use of these things. Because keeping in mind, the idea would be to add all these cool lands and new attractions that I mentioned, the Toy Story Land, Frozen Land, et cetera, and having room to put all that in there. And also, the idea would be to bring together parking. So there would be this connecting and building of a brand new parking structure that would be essentially what some reports indicate the largest parking structure in the world, which isn't a new issue for Disneyland, that it has held that title before, but now it would be consolidating all that parking and building new bridges and new ways into and out of these of these attractions. Now, the newest thing that happened today, the thing that was the most recent news, is this release of a 17,000-page impact study from the city of Anaheim that is tackling all the different things that could be potentially, again, impacted by these changes if they were to come to fruition. And again, here's Mike Lister discussing how some of that, what some of the 17,000 pages is for.
Then we could also see construction.
That's not it. Hold on a second. I have that ready. Here we go.
The environmental analysis is a comprehensive and technical document spanning thousands of pages that looks at potential impacts you could see if we see development that has already been approved and planned for, if we see that move from one area to another within property Disney already owns. The document looks at all kinds of areas, including transportation, noise, aesthetics, the general look of something, air quality, public services, and several other areas.
And then, so, yeah, the idea being you can't put a roller coaster, you know, right next to somebody's house. So
stuff like that. Yeah. All right. So what next step then? I mean, they're hoping to get this, taken care of next year? I mean, this is already a couple of years into this project.
Right. No, and keep in mind, so there's there are several things going on. It's going to take the city about 8 months to go through these different processes. So they're going to have a public workshop outlining some of the highlights of the Disney Forward plan. That's going to be October 9th. And then the city council is going to have to take it up and, you know, pick apart what parts count, because you're going to have construction over decades. You're going to have things moving around, and they're going to have obviously the construction is going to cause problems with air quality, and all of those things are in this 17,000-page environmental impact report, and that's what's going to take it. And one more thing is just to remember that once all of that is completed, then is when Disneyland is going to start rolling out some of these things that will take years, new attractions or moving parking around from one place to another, because of course they're going to want to keep their doors open through all these changes and continue people coming in.
Yeah. Wow. Well, massive undertaking. No wonder it's taken 30 years to update that, and it's going to take years for them to even get the plans approved. So I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, and it comes on the heel of their 100-year anniversary, so good stuff.
Oh, yeah, so it's fitting. Yeah, right. Bring in the bulldozers. Corbin Carson, KFI News. Corbin, hey, great reporting. Nice job. Appreciate that. Well
Thanks,
done.
Chris.
All right, how about we talk about how stupid gas prices are? One thing we love to complain about, gas prices. And we will next. Chris Merrill, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on your iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're talking about inflation today, and we'll be talking about this for weeks to come, I'm sure. You hear about things like the consumer price index and the gross domestic product and employment numbers and yada, yada, yada. But I don't know, for me, I know if things are good or bad based on how much I'm paying for that loaf of bread, right? When I check out at the grocery store and they say it's $50 and I look down and I only have two bags of groceries, that hurts, right? And I feel like, all right, that's inflation right there, right? If I'm thinking about buying a car and I see interest rates are at 8% and I go, boy, that's crazy. That seems really, really high. The most obvious sign for me is when I'm driving by the 76 station and I see the price of gas and it's going up and it ain't good. We did get some economic numbers that showed inflation went a little faster this last month than they expected, largely because of gas prices. So joining me right now to discuss exactly what in the hell is going on is Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy. And Patrick, great to have you on the program. We're, you know, we're over $5 again statewide. According to AAA, the average is $5.50 in California. And this is really starting to hurt people. Every time gas prices go up, we start having people who are in businesses that, you know, that involve transportation and delivery and all these things. And they go, it's killing us. It's just crushing us right now. So give me the latest update on what we're seeing, what the numbers are showing, and what to expect.
Well, what we're seeing right now, as you indicate, gas prices well over the $5 a gallon mark, and in fact, in some areas approaching $6. The average price right now across LA at about $5.61 a gallon. That's up 14 cents from a week ago. What's gotten us here? Well, the national average isn't up nearly as much as what we're seeing in the West Coast. A lot of this really tied to refinery issues. In fact, just yesterday, another refinery issue that developed at Chevron's El Segundo refinery. And, you know, it's been a hard summer for refineries. That is, they've had various outages. We had the hurricane that set refineries back. And when there are disruptions, whether it be weather or power related, refineries can't process as much gasoline. And that, unfortunately, impacts what we're all paying at the pump. And that's been a big factor for the West Coast.
You know, it's so frustrating for us because we hear about refinery things. It used to be the price of oil is so high, and that's why gas prices are high. And then it's like, well, you know, if you take a look in the price of oil now versus where it was when gas prices were at, you know, gas prices were lower, but oil prices were higher. So why is it higher now? And then it seems to be we're shifting our blame to refinery issues. It is very frustrating for the consumer because we don't really have a look at any of those different things, right? Well, all we see is what the price is at the pump. What can we as consumers do to sort of level pay for ourselves? In other words, look, I don't want to pay $5.65 a gallon. Is there any way that I can play the game, I suppose, so that I'm averaging my dollar cost average on fuel is less?
And not a whole lot, unless, you know, you become somebody that just stores a vast amount of gasoline. And by the way, it's probably not the greatest idea given the shelf life of gasoline. That's, you know, it's a hard game to play. And there's a lot of issues that do impact pricing. As you mentioned, there's a lot of different things that can impact prices. And that's why it is a lot more complicated, because one day it can be just the price of oil. The next day it can be a refinery. It can be Saudi Arabia. It can be anything. Yeah. That really touches on any one of these levels. So it's, I'm sure as a consumer, it's maddening to try and be able to keep up with what the quote unquote latest excuse is. But a lot of the time when we say what's going on, it's, you know, these things are affecting the market, and gasoline is still very much a just in time delivered commodity. And when you have refineries interrupt how much gasoline they're supplying, it can very quickly lead to outages, as we saw during the Colonial Pipeline outage in the East Coast in 2021. And there's just no margin for error anymore. And a lot of the reason is because we've become more reliant on a declining number of refineries. And California is kind of the epicenter of that. No new refineries have been allowed to be built. So, you know, it's a tough landscape to survive when refineries can't be built. Expansions are viewed extremely skeptically. How else are you going to be able to boost the amount of gasoline in the system to bring prices down?
Yes, that's a great question, right? That's one that the politicians like to bicker over. And of course, people like to scream about that at the cafe tables as well. What about the ideas that others have had about bringing fuel in? Is it just not cost effective to bring fuel in from other states to increase refinery output elsewhere?
Well, the only difficulty with that is CARB mandates a specific blend of gasoline in California. So if it's not one thing, you know, if it's not a refinery in California, then you have to have your special blend of gasoline, which, you know, it's not the easiest blend of gasoline to produce. And again, a lot of this is because geography, that is, the West Coast is isolated from the rest of the country when it comes to infrastructure. And so it's very difficult to ship a gallon of gasoline that's produced elsewhere in the country off to the West Coast because the Rocky Mountains basically cut off the flow of gasoline. There is a limited ability. There are refineries that run from Texas to Arizona. But again, the infrastructure just isn't there. And that's why this is so difficult. And that's why so often California is seemingly on its own when it comes to these high prices, is if it's not tax, it's the bureaucracy that requires its, you know, own blend of gasoline. There's just a lot of red tape that gets in the way.
Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy, as we talk about the gas prices, and they're starting to really tick people off again. I think it's leading to road rage, Patrick. I think those gas prices just put people on edge. They get behind the wheel, and they see that, and they know that, it gets frustrating. And then counterintuitively, they tend to drive faster and more aggressively, which burns fuel faster, which never really made a whole lot of sense to me. You talked about blends, Patrick. It seems like every spring we say, well, gas prices are going up because we have to go to the summer blend. And then in the fall, we say, well, gas prices are going up because we have to go to the winter blend. Is there a cheaper blend of fuel that we can expect at some point in time?
Yeah, there is. The winter blend is actually cheaper, you know, regardless of what misinformation you might hear. There's a lot of different myths about gas. Unfortunately, while the rest of the nation is actually transitioning to that cheaper blend of gasoline this winter, again, regulations in California require the use of that summer blend for longer. Southern California doesn't make the switch until October 31st on Halloween. So while the rest of the nation is getting access to the cheaper blend, California, because of its temperatures, the ambient temperatures, and because the amount of vehicles that are, you know, burning gasoline, the decision is that in California, you don't switch until later when air temperatures are cooler, when pollution numbers are reduced.
Is there an expectation that we're going to actually see prices at the pump drop when the winter blend finally comes? See, I'm so anxious about this. I'm looking 6 weeks ahead now. Will we actually see that price come down at the pump, or is that a slow decrease if there is one at all?
Well, in theory, yes. We should see prices come down. It does vary, the cost difference between this, you know, so-called summer-winter blend. It could help push prices down 20 to 40 cents a gallon. I know that would only push prices down to the low $5 range, but there's a lot of other factors that still could, you know, get in the way. Another refinery outage, or if OPEC, Saudi Arabia and Russia, have been waging this war against low oil prices since the summer, and they pushed the price of oil up by $25 a barrel since early summer because they're producing less.
All right. Maybe it's just time that we all start walking. What do you think about that, Patrick?
You know, that's tough, especially, you know, I drive on a daily basis. There's not always a lot of options, and, you know, that certainly doesn't seem like a great one, but you save a little bit of money that way.
Yeah, maybe we just move everybody closer to work, and we just create mega cities with no cars.
Work from home for everyone.
That's the dystopian hellscape that we're headed toward. All right. Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy. Patrick, great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Meanwhile, in California, as Patrick mentioned, one of the things that makes our prices so high, the gas taxes. There's an effort to suspend fuel taxes in California. But what does that mean then for California roads? We'll ask those questions next. Chris Merrill, in for John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in your iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Joining me right now is a senator from Huntington Beach. Janet Wynn is here. And Janet, I was just reading one of the pressers there from the California Senate Republicans that was talking about the effort that you were behind to lower gas prices. And we just talked with our rep from Gas Buddy about gas prices being $5.65, I think, as an average in the LA area. What was the effort that you were spearheading here to lower the price of gasoline? How would that have worked?
Well, so what we did this week, because this is our last week of session, we ended it last night, and so what I did was I actually made an effort to try to suspend the gas tax by a dollar a gallon. And unfortunately, it failed partisan line by partisan vote. Senate Democrats says, nope, we're going to keep the gas tax. And the Republican Senate says, what are you guys thinking? We are paying the highest gas tax in the nation. We're looking at over $1.60 per gallon right now. Across the nation, California is paying the highest gas prices. And yet, our street and roads are ranked at the bottom in the nation.
Yeah, so Senator, what happened? I mean, that's, you make a great point. We should be very frustrated, right? We should demand better. Yes. Then the other side of that coin, however, is, I mean, we just approved a gas tax increase in order to try to fix roads. If we were to suspend the gas tax, what would happen to those roads? Would they get worse, or are we going to find money elsewhere?
They're not going to get worse, because right, if you think about it, the state of California last year had approximately $100 billion surplus. We could have used that money to suspend the gas tax last year, when you remember the prices were $7, $8, $9 a gallon, I mean, depending on where you live in California. In Orange County, we were peaking at $7 a gallon. We're just asking for a temporary suspension just to help me give some relief to Californians right now. I mean, given, you know, with the outrageous, you know, and high grocery prices, utility bills, housing prices, just inflation itself is just eating every penny that Californians are making daily. And so we need to help give some relief. My Republican colleagues and I on the California Senate caucus, Republican caucus, we have tried for several years now, last couple of years, just to ask for suspension gas tax or at least stop the increase annually. There's so much money that we pay, like I said, we pay the highest gas prices in the nation, but yet we rank at the bottom in the nation for our street and roads repairs.
Yeah, and it's a disgusting statistic. Senator Janet Wynn from Huntington Beach is joining me. You did mention that the surplus and the portion of that surplus had to be returned per the Constitution, and that went back in what we deemed that as sort of a gas relief check that people were getting. So I just want to make that clear that we couldn't have just simply spent the $100 billion on the roads. But that surplus is gone now. because, you know, we had to balance the budget from one year to the next, and you have to return surpluses above a certain amount. When you say the roads can't get any worse, boy, I'm always very cautious when somebody tells me it can't get worse, because, whew.
If we do what we told the voters is that, hey, we're going to tax, we're going to increase your gas tax every year annually on July 1st, but we also will tell you what roads we're going to fix and when it's going to be done. It's not getting done. They're doing bandages all over the places. These potholes, I mean, on average, most people, especially in the Southern California area or in my district, there's so many potholes. We are constantly having to fix our brakes, having to change our tires, our suspension, you name it. If government wants to tax, then tell us what you're doing with our tax dollar and making sure that it is what you promised us. And right now,
absolutely,
they keep on taxing, but yet the roads aren't getting fixed.
So how come the roads aren't getting fixed? I mean, what's the hang up there? Why where's the breakdown?
Accountability. From our caucus standpoint, California has a spending problem. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. Just this week alone, we're looking. There's going to be a ballot initiative next year, whether it's March or November. We're waiting to hear. But the initiative will allow local government to go to the voters for new taxes and that to help fix the street and the roads in the cities or the county. So I stood on the Senate floor this week and I said, wait a minute, I thought we had a gas tax to fix the roads and streets. And now you want local government to also tax to fix the roads and streets. So when is it enough is enough?
Yeah, I hear you, but I guess as long as the roads are broken, people are going to say, obviously, you know, like you said, where's the accountability, and how do we increase that accountability? If the money is being gathered, right? If we're collecting the taxes, and it's not being spent, or if it's being spent elsewhere, where is that accountability? I feel like you're so right, Senator, that the people should be frustrated. And, you know, you got to pay for suspension repairs on your car because the stuff's not being fixed when it's supposed to be fixed. That's why we voted for the increase. So how do we fix the accountability issue? People were happy to pay more taxes. They voted for it. But where's the accountability? How do we fix that?
And honestly, election has consequences. We on the Senate Republican Caucus have proposed way measures to hold, you know, Sacramento more accountable and transparency in terms of where the money's been, how much money's coming, where it's being spent, and where it's going, and how it's been spent. Yet those measures and those bills, every time we propose it, it dies in partisan vote lines. And so at the end of the day, we have to hold those senators and those assembly members accountable. And we're asking folks to, if you don't like what you're seeing today, the election has consequences. If you want accountability, if you want transparency, we need to make sure that we get those in office that will support accountability and transparency. Measure.
I'm with you behind. I'm behind that 100%. Senator Janet Wynn from Huntington Beach. A pleasure talking with you, Senator, and thank you so much for the hard work.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for fighting for Californians. We appreciate you. We'll continue here in just a few moments. It's the rest of the story. Some other crap I didn't get to, including another argument about changing state borders. Oh, I love when these come up. It's next. It's Chris Merrill in for John and Ken. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in your iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's Chris Maryland for John and Ken, KFI AM 640. And it looks like we've got some people in Oregon that are playing like people in Northern California like to do. And they're saying, we want out. A number of people on the east side of Oregon are claiming Oregon doesn't represent them. Idaho does. And so they've drawn new borders. And they want to, what's the word here? Annex, I suppose, more than half of the geographical property of Oregon added to Idaho and call it Greater Idaho. And that's because you have political differences and they want to all join Idaho. I love these stories. They never go anywhere because everyone says, I don't like it. And, you know, there was a time that if you didn't like your politician, you didn't like the politician that got elected, you would say, that's it. I'm moving to Canada. Now it's more like, if my politician doesn't win, I'm going to turn us into Canada. You know what? If they send those people to Portland, I'm moving to Boise. And now they say, well, they sent those people to Portland. I'm bringing Boise to me. Boy, are these Oregonians going to be surprised when they realize that Idaho is now 50% Bay Area expats. Yeah. You think you're getting away from the loony left? No, no. Loony left already exported. They got there first. Joining me right now is the great Tim Conway
Jr. Hey, now. Chris, one of the emails I get about you is how you spell your last name because people see it two different ways on the internet.
Oh, I don't want people following me on the internet. Nobody wants that.
That's how do you spell it?
Weird. M-E-R-R-I-L-L.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Two R's. Sounds like the shoes, but it's different.
Two R's, two L's, two Z's.
An I in the middle. Yeah. Yeah. M-E-R-R-I-L. Like sickness.
All right, that's great, man. Yeah. All right, Alex Stone is coming on with us today. That guy's great.
Yeah.
Alex Michelson's coming on with us. That guy's great. And Billy Ray, that guy's great too.
Hey, do you you hang out with Alex Stone? You hang out with the big names.
You know, I don't think Billy, have we ever met Alex Stone? I don't even think he's come into Eric, have you met Alex Stone?
I've never met him in person. I'm friends with him on Facebook though.
I've never met him in person.
He used to rub elbows with all the guys up there in the Bay Area. So
before he got into news,
they all knew Alex. They were all good buddies with Alex. Alex is he's a good friend. I think you should befriend him.
All right.
If I may, I want to just set you up on a play date.
I'll do that. Okay. Conan O'Brien says that the late night comics aren't funny anymore. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means.
Time.
And then we'll talk about the strikes. Obviously, the auto strike. Yeah. I heard you yesterday talking to the guy from Detroit. Detroit City. That's a big deal there in Detroit.
It's a huge deal. My folks are there in Michigan, and it's
are you from Michigan
every day? Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Yeah. Sister Kissing Country up in the northwest side. It's beautiful. I call it's the San Diego of the Midwest.
Northwest.
It's just beautiful. Yeah, I'm up along
Marquette?
Lake Michigan is where I came from. No. That's above the bridge.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In Michigan, they'd call me a troll because I grew up below the bridge.
My mom grew up in Dearborn, so I spent a lot of time in Detroit growing up.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah. I was over in vacation territory, northern Michigan.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, with boats, and everybody's got a boat and a lake.
I got a boat.
And you do have a boat.
Got a boat.
And is it in Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you use it?
Whenever I see my folks.
So, all right, that's
I spent some time with them in the summer, yeah.
Sailboat, powerboat?
It's just an old pontoon. We put it in one of the little inland lakes, and then sometimes we go fishing out on the big lake.
Oh, that's cool. You know, the new thing now with the pontoons, the latest one, is the tri-tunes. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very stable.
Yeah.
Very stable.
Not really a masculine name like, hey, do you want to take a ride on my tri-tune?
No. Sounds like it's something going to get you Weinsteined if you
that's
use
right.
that line.
That's right. That's exactly right. But anyway, have a great weekend, and I'll tell everybody on the internet. Two R's, two L's, two Z's.
Yeah. Thanks, pal. Tim Conway Jr. Show is next. Love you guys. Looking forward to the next time. I'll see you on Sunday. It's Chris Merrill in for John and Ken. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on your iHeartRadio app.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.